now we're taking up the main question in the Gemara. That the pasuk is a strange pasuk, because God said to Moshe to take the Rashi Ha'am and hang them. You're going to take the pasuk literally and to hang them. So then of course the Gemara asked the question, if the nation sinned, so the leaders, why didn't the leaders have to be hung? So you see from this though that there was some kind of a half meaning to learn the pasuk that way. There is a message. Even if that's not the actual meaning, but the fact that the pasuk is structured that way, that it conveys something. So then, the answer is given. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. No, it means to say that God told Moshe to take the leaders and to establish many of what they mean. Then the Gemara says, what's the reason for this? At first glance, it seems to be, what do you need more than one Bodeisim? Well, why do you have to have many Bodeisim to try the offenders? So at first glance it would seem because the one Bodeisim can't try more than one at a time, because there is a halakha that a Bodeisim cannot engage in two capital cases in one day, but so the Gemara takes care of that problem. The Gemara says that that's only where there's two different misos. And the reason makes sense, because the Bezdin has to have a completely free mind to focus, to concentrate, in order to discover any aspect of Tzchus, as you said. So that's the way the mind works. When you're totally absorbed in one area, so you can't just switch gears to a different area. The next day, you start fresh. You put your energies into the other area. You can't do the same thing within one day. But then again, said, according to that point, there's an exception. But if it's the same Misa and the same Avera, the exact same crime, so now that you can do, and would seem to the contrary. It's even better, I would imagine, because the more you're in the same area, the more you energy from that area, the greater the clarity. So that's okay. That's fine. So now that's the Gemara's question. We're dealing with a situation where the Jews had sinned, but they all committed the same sin, which carried the same death penalty. So then one Bezdin could deal with many cases. Why do you have to split up into separate Bezdin? So, the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. An interesting kind of an answer, which leaves room for specification, for explanation. The Gemara basically says, you're right. That isn't the reason, and ordinarily, one Bezdin would be permitted to deal with more than one case on a given day. But this was a unique situation. The reason for this command was, Kadesha Yoshov, Karonach from Israel. That the plague, the God's anger should depart from Israel. So this apparently was some kind of a harasha. It had nothing to do with the ordinary legal issue that would pertain to the normal functioning of the Sanhedrin. But it was because of an emergency. There was a plague, and God was telling Moshe what to do in order to remove the Karonach, the burning anger, the plague. Rashi explains, Ella, in the Muhakra, the Pasuk indicates this, B'yashav Charonah, the Pasuk says that. Kishah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ro'ah, Shekulam Asukim B'davah, when God sees that they're all involved in the matter, U'makadim L'chodah, and they're zealous for his kavod, for Kavod Shemayim. So that's Rashi's explanation. This is the reason why you have to have many Batei Dinim, and this is how it would affect the Charonah, that God would see that everybody's involved and everybody is zealous for his honor. We now turn to the Meiri on page first column, second paragraph. Afal pi shekol sheyesh b'kita lukos v'lo micha. Everybody who has the ability to protest and fails to protest, nenash b'dinei shamayim, is punishment, the Dinei Shemayim. So by the way, this is something serious. That is to say, we don't have to look at it this way, because we live in a live and let live kind of philosophy. But according to this, if a person doesn't protest, if a person who is in a position to protest against a breach, against an avera, and fails to do so, so then they're punished. But they're punished in Dinei Shemayim. But you might have thought, he's addressing, you might have thought that they're punished for Dinei Adam. He's saying, but Dine Adam ain't on Enosh. In the human court, they can't be punished for that. What's the relevance is the pasuk in Cain. If that's the case, Maush and Emar Kachas Kol Rashi Ha'am Kahokazam. See, he's explaining that at first glance, you read the pasuk that the nation sinned, hang the leaders. And well, why? Why? Because they're guilty. They're responsible. They didn't stop. They have responsibility. The leaders are responsible to prevent the people from sinning. So when the people sin, and the leaders are in a position that they could have stopped them, and they failed in their responsibilities, they're guilty. They're nitfas, the Rambam said. Like the Rambam said, you're nitfas. That a person who has the ability to prevent the sin and doesn't do so, he's an accessory, so to speak. But, so the Miri saying, yeah. But the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara's question was, true. But, that's only Dina Shemayim, not in Dina Adam. So that's why he says, "In Keim Amchatu, Rosh and Machatu." If the nation sinned, what did the leader sin? Kach Pirshu, thus they explained. Kach es kol Rosh Yom, Lasos Dayanim. That the command was to take all the leaders to make them into judges. V'cholkam v'batei dinin, and split them up into batei dinin. Ladon et tamas chayim, to judge the guilty. So that they should all be involved in avenging the revenge for God. Same thing as Rashi. When we talk Kach Yashav Charon Af Yisrael, and as a result, the anger will be removed from Israel. Okay. So Umashin Nemar Af Bahoka Osam, and when it says Bahoka Pirusho, Al in parentheses Al Mischayvim. Das Ram. Alright, the Yerama, the Yerama Shal Moshe Kach Kol Rashi Av Vahoka Osam. Kasaka Daitach Tahai Hoka Ar Rashi Yoham Koi. So the Havmir was that the hanging applied to the leaders. Who Mat Mehinan, and the Gemara, that's from Tamiya, question. And the Gemara asks, Ema Amchatu Rashi Amachatu. It's a nation sin, so what was the sin of the leaders? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Le'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. God said to Moshe, Chalok Aleihem Batei Dinim. Split yourself up into courts, V'yadonu Ovei Aveira. Kol Bezdin, but Bezdin, every Bezdin, Yadon Et Hanofu Lo B'chel Ko. They'll judge those who are in their chelek. Because they had a whole system of Batei Dinim. You know, according to the Shatim, according to the location, whatever. Vahlika Amar Kachat Kol Rashi Ha'am, all the leaders, V'cholkam L'yasim U'shlosha, and divide them into groups of 23, which you need some heading. V'holka Esam Etzmodim L'Bal Pa'or Al Pihem, and hang those who sin with Bal Pa'or. Through those bad, but they beat them up by their word, by their verdict. We should be obey Avodah Skelila because of the Avodah Zarah B'Skelila. They're liable to Skelila. They ain't Nitlan. And they get Tliya. Can the Mibra be Perak Avramisa? As explained in Perak Avramisa. The Naikinan Malah, my time at its stretch from Mislakinu, but they didn't. So then the question was, why do you have to divide them into so many courts? If it's because of the rule that you can't have more than one case, can't judge two separate cases of visa in one bezdin on the same day, but it didn't hard there, and they had to divide up many courts. Today shalom yagia lachol bezdin yesame echad, so that each bezdin should not have to do more than one. Well, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, Lo shanu she'ein donim beis b'yom echad, that we did not learn that you can't judge more than one on one day. Elo b'shtei misos. That's only with two separate misos. Lo b'she'ein yechol limso tam kan v'kan. Because they can't, they won't be able to come up with a validation, a reason for schus in both cases. The chayishina and dil ma'asi le'ekal kulei. And we're concerned that there could be some kind of a corruption. It won't be done properly. The trial. But if it's one crime and one misa, the chatam and ninu, and there's one reason basically. So we know the underlying is done. We know the underlying approach in terms of slusim, so that you can do. Via sikna and the maskana, conclusion. And we conclude. Elikadesh Yoshav Koranaf Hashem Mehera Mesra. That's a separate issue. To cause the anger of God to depart quickly from Israel. Shem Hayimidon Bezin Echad. Because if they were going to be in one Bezin, how you show it with Dava Harba. That is to say, it's not just one Bezin, there's more than one Bezin in terms of the system. But if you were just going to leave the system to function according to the way it would function normally, so it would take longer, procedures, till everybody would be tried. See, once they knew that this was revealed by God, once they knew that the actual plague that they were facing was directly connected to the situation, they knew that, but that it wasn't just going to run a certain course, it would be contingent upon how quickly the problem was resolved. So then you couldn't operate with the normal system. You'd have to appoint specially appointed courts to meet out justice. Okay. The kind of line that we maintain the Chol Zman Sheh Rishayim Ba'olam, that as long as the Rishayim are in the world, Charon Ach Ba'olam, there's anger, divine anger. Therefore, they had to appoint many courts. Kadeshi Ignoru, Dinan, Mehera, so that they'll conclude the thing quickly. The Yisalkum in Olam, and they will remove them. Siluk, that's the word Siluk, that's not the Skila. Yeah. And remove them from the world. Shikiman Shenestalku Rishayim in Olam, because once the Rishayim are removed from the world, Nistalek Harana Min Olam. The God's anger is removed from the world. Now he refers to the others. The Yesh Elmrim, others say, he doesn't mention them by name, we know it's Rashi and Amiri, Kadeshi Yira, Kadesh Baruch Hu Shakul Masukim Dava, and Makane Lechvada. But the reason is different. But the reason is that God will see that they're all involved in the matter, and that they're zealous for his honor. Well, I'm also, but that's not courageous dismissive. Not correct. The Ime Haitama, because if that was the issue, Leis Fukulu Rashi Am Lechada. Let all the leaders sit in one. You wouldn't have to appoint many courts. Let all the leaders of the people get together in one court. You can expand the court. And they'll be involved in the case. So, therefore, we have two different reasons over here as to what the Tom was. The Machayev, so to speak, of establishing many courts. They all agree that the Moshe was told to make many courts, but according to him, it's basically practicality. You got to get rid of these sinners. That's the Charonaf will be removed because you get rid of the sinners. According to the others, according to Rashi and
Meiri,
it's because God will see that you're Osek. It's interesting, before we try and explain it, is it just a difference of opinion, or is there any practicality to this? Nafkamina. So the answer is being offered that there is a practical nafkamina, it would seem. And that is that if the reason is that they're all asukim, so then it would seem that as soon as this askus begins, at that point in time, even before the murderers are executed, then the plague should end at that point. Well, we don't have historical data to get the answer to that. But according to, I just want to show that it's not just an idle type of an issue with no consequences. On the other hand, you can say that's not the factor. It's a totally different factor. The factor is, as long as the Rishayim are around, Charonaf is around, so then it would be contingent upon the actual execution, then one can assume, and what if they didn't? What if they didn't find them guilty? What if they made a mistake? What if they made a mistake? What if it was Pascu? What if it was Pascu Kulam Lachaum, in which case Pochinozo? So it's an interesting question. According to this answer, let's say they make some mistakes in their haste and they forgot this halacha that you can still make such a mistake because it's guilty. It's a simple halacha in the shed case. We want to get rid of them, so who wants to waste time looking for some kind of mischus? But poskim mischus. I don't know, one could ask the Adama, I wouldn't say in a case like that. What do you say now? Because if that's the case, they're not really Rishayim, because they're not Rishayim until they're defined as Rishayim, as we've learned. So perhaps you can come back and say that Rishayim is not a Rasha. He's not a Rasha by virtue of the fact that he's accused. That's the question. You see, the only one who's really condemned by virtue of the fact that he's accused, as we've learned, is who? The Mesis. Even he gets a trial, yeah, but the Mesis, the Shame Mesis in the Gavra is a unique phenomenon. He's treated differently. And that's by virtue of not just that he's accused, but that the Aegis is accepted, obviously. Accused doesn't mean a thing. The Aegis has to stand. Okay. But other than that, the Aegis itself does not stop us from launching a Hatzolah. So perhaps the Adama would say that. But still, the point that's been made that here it would be contingent upon the execution. And if for some reason the executions couldn't be done, there was a tremendous snowstorm or whatever the case is, would say, even though they were Asukin, even though they're Asukin in justice and Mishpat, but the Chamarnach wouldn't be removed. According to Rashi and the Meiri, though, just by virtue of the fact that once they started the bet, what they did, and once they started the process, that's it. The question we're raising is, according to Rashi and according to the Meiri, there's some significance. We have to try and explain, what do they mean? What's the significance of the fact that Bezdin is Usul? Well, the leaders are Usul. And being zealous for God's honor. Is that something new? Is that a new idea? Or do we find this idea expressed in other places in the Torah? Is there any place where you can see that that's an effective thing, a significant thing? I'm talking with regard to the Bezdin. Where do we see any other case involving Bezdin where you have something which may be construed as being similar? That the fact that Bezdin does something has a effect, a similar type of an effect. Not by my geifa, I'm not talking by geifa, but you'll see a connection. At the end of Shoftim, the Torah talks about a case where you find a body between two cities. No fail, he's been slain by the sword. And between two cities, slain in the field. So there's an elaborate procedure, it's called Egla Rufa. The decapitation of a calf. You have to measure off the closest city. I'm not going to roll the parsha, but the zikneh here, the zikneh area means the Sanhedrin of that city. They have to make a declaration. They're involved in this whole procedure. They have to wash their hands by the egla. A rufa by a brook, and they say, "Yadenu lo shafchu et adam hazeh." Our hands have not spilled with blood. Yadenu lo ro, and our eyes have not seen. Kaper liyamcha Yisrael, atone or give atonement to your nation Israel. Shepodis ad Hashem, that you redeemed. Lealtitein dam naki bekerav amcha Yisrael. And do not attribute, do not hold us liable for innocent blood amongst your nation. V'nikapir lahem adam, and the dam will provide a kapara. Years ago I asked a question on this whole thing. It means to say that apparently when you have a situation like this, there's a murderer, and the murderer is not apprehended. So then a kapara. A kapara is required, an atonement is required. Of course, the Gemara asked the question, so who's who? The similar question was being asked over here, but not exactly the same question. Here they're asking, well, why take the leaders? If the people sin, why do the leaders have to be hung? That's the implication. He asked the question, though. He's going to say, our hands have not shed this blood. They have to sort of make a public confession. You mean we really suspect them? That these elders, as a kingdom, are the murderers? And Rashi quotes this, but it's chandal. The chiyolsa alev, does it occur to anyone? Shazikne beizen shofei davmei? That the elders of Bezdin are murderers? Ela lo ra'inu upatrenu below mazonos below levaya. That they're saying that they're confessing that there is a guilt. That we're not responsible in any way. We didn't see him, so to speak. We appear. Every city has an obligation, not just to the citizens, but to passersby. Someone comes into the city, he's unprotected. You have to give him lodging, you have to give him safety, you have to escort him, you have to see that the roads are well lit. That's a responsibility. So now we're talking about a certain level of responsibility. Maybe it is our fault. Maybe we're guilty because he's a stranger and we're all safe. We lock our doors, we put on our alarms, and that's it. We don't care. You leave the city, you go on the roads. Maybe if that's the case, if it's unsafe, so then we should let him travel. We should have put him up in the night and let him travel by day. That's basically what they're confessing, that we're not guilty. Indirectly of maintaining situations, circumstances that could lead to this type of effect. You do see then, that's an interesting idea, our concept of responsibility. Of course, the primary responsibility is on the murder. There's always a big discussion. Whose fault is it? The fault of the murderer or the fault of society? Society is always on trial. How can you kill the murderer? Because there's always the root causes and all the conditions, the social conditions that breed the murderer and so on and so forth. But that's the wrong way to frame the debate. You can't absolve murder from responsibility because of social conditions instead of servitude. Because we maintain you have free will. And you get rights and all you want, but they do not somehow translate into a head to kill. Because you had a bad upbringing and your parents abused you and you weren't understood and you just lost your job, etc., etc., etc. You're entitled to pity, but that you do not have a license to go and kill people. But you do see that Yadis does maintain that there is a responsibility level. And it doesn't go to the other extreme. It doesn't absolve the society either. These are contributing factors. Contributing factors, maintenance of the safety, protection, our obligation to take care of the defenseless people, and so on and so forth. That's a very serious responsibility as well. And that you see over here. And that the cop-out, we're asking God to atone, because when a murder occurs in the Jewish society, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Given that that's the case, one can ask a question. The question that I've asked is, if that's the case, that whenever a murder occurs, there is the underlying responsibility of the leaders whose job it is to prevent these things or to maintain the conditions that would prevent these things from happening. So you could have the same situation, somebody was killed on the road between two cities, and we apprehended the murderer. But why is it that there's a specific condition that this whole procedure of the Egla Rufa takes place only when the murderer is unapprehended? That's the halacha. If indeed, once you explain it as being an expression of the fact that they do have a responsibility when a murder occurs, so why, what difference does it make as far as that responsibility? Whether they found the murderer or not, they should always have to do an Egla Rufa to be an atonement for the possible avera of the Sanhedrin or the leaders who, as Rashi says, who perhaps weren't vigilant enough in protecting this person. What does that do with the apprehension or non-apprehension of the murderer? The point is that when Bezdin, when a murder has occurred, so there is a chiyuv on Bezdin as well. There is a breach in terms of Bezdin as well as the criminal. And Bezdin has an obligation to be involved and to do a kapara, soul searching, and they're at fault. There's a liability here. But generally, if they find the murderer, then the very fact that they're also getting the justice and they're punishing it, that achieves that. As a result of that, that fulfills the obligation. The fact that they're not lax and they do mishpat and they They take care of the situation that way, so that's the machabe, that's the machabe. Of course, in the course of doing so, the fact they're involved in mishpat will cause them to reflect on their own role in it. But that's, it's all incorporated. The obligation of Bezdin to, for kapara is all incorporated and expressed via the execution of mishpat. Ah, but now the problem is that Bezdin doesn't have a criminal to deal with, so there's no way that they can be involved in the justice process, which ordinarily would serve the function of being a machaper for the Bezdin, for the society. So that's why the Torah set up a separate institution of Egla Rufa, which is designed specifically for the kapara that's needed by Bezdin, because they can't achieve it through being involved in mishpat. But if you're involved in mishpat, that's the machaper. That's why it's interesting. There's a hava mina and a maskana that's brought down with regard to this. Let us say that after the Bezdin does the Egla Rufa and that's completed, they should discover the murderer. Is he now liable to the death penalty? But do we say that since they did the Egla Rufa, he can't get the death penalty anymore? The Gemara answers that no, he does get the death penalty. They have a pasuk. Ah, but there's a hamamina. Because you see that the execution of the murderer is part of the entire process of the machabes. And once you have that machabes in a different means, perhaps you don't have any right anymore to execute him. Come on, come on, that we do. I'm not defining the particularity. I'm just showing you that the very phenomenon of having such a question and an answer shows you that the two are interconnected. So Rashi and the Meiri are saying that in this situation, where the chait had taken place, the chait of Balfour, a very serious chait of Avodah Zarah, and this brought about a plague, divine wrath. So what was God's communication to them? God's communication to them would be that the removal of the plague would be contingent upon execution of Mishpat. Whatever the Mishpat is in this case. And when the nation is asuk in that, nothing special, nothing unique, nothing special. The machaper will be the execution of mishpat. So, therefore, you're being urged, don't be lax about that. Do that to the fullest extent possible. Become totally involved in the execution, but through mishpat, it'll be through mishpat. What I see is the mechanism of mishpat, which ordinarily does serve as a machaper when sins have occurred, and as we saw over here, whenever there is a case like murder, Bezdin has to be osek in mishpat, and as a result of being osek in mishpat, this provides the kapara, and that's why in the case of the unapprehended murderer, you need a separate institution for the machaper. So that's basically what it is over here. Nothing new. It's mishpat. But the Yadavar learns differently. The Yadavar learns differently. He's saying that's not. It's not contingent upon the failure to do a mishpat. That's a separate thing. That's very important. But that's not why the Charonah. In this case, it has to do with the existence of these type of Rishayim. The Rishayim per se. And the only way to remove it is by removing the Rishayim. So of course you have to do so. The only way you can do so, you can't just go around with firing squads, we have a system. But you have to expedite, get that system going, and get the Rishayim out of there. The plague was said with a specific purpose, and the plague was designed specifically to remove the Rishayim. Agavarka, you see from this, again, another illustration that if that's the case, one could say, so okay, so why do we have to do anything? The plague was sent to hit the Rishayim, so it'll let it do its job. It'll hit the Rishayim. What's wrong with that? Why should we try and stop a plague? If it's what are we going to do? We're going to do the work of the plague. Ah, but you see from this that it doesn't work that way. That apparently we have a principle that once the sword is given permission to kill, ain't no mafkin meto marah. We discussed this last week in Ashkafa, contrary to what some believe that it can't be, that everyone, whatever there's a calamity, every particular individual will get what he deserves. And I've been arguing against that and saying that it's not so simple. And we have a Chazal that says that once the sword is given permission to kill, it does not differentiate between good and good. That unfortunately, unless a person is on the level where there's a special hashgacha for him, that could be. But we can't assume that it has to be that way. So that's the bagefa. The cause was this terrible, terrible sin. And the existence of these Rishayim, but when the plague is there, apparently other people are going to be. If you can tell me that it was just limited to those people who deserved to die, so then why stop the plague? So that, however, is the machlokes.